You are tuning in to Damn Straight Radio. Brought to you by Damn Straight Entertainment. Supporting live, local, and underground bands from the state of New Jersey and beyond.
Mike.
I'm Ernie. We are Damn Straight Entertainment, and we're doing something different for Damn Straight Radio. Of course, this is our first time releasing an episode since really like New Year's Day on January this year. We're doing this via Zoom because the people we're interviewing right now, this is the Everfoot way of doing this. So go ahead and introduce who we're interviewing, Mike.
We're here with one of my favorite New Jersey bands that recently just got signed to an awesome label, and the one and only Vaughns.
Hey, Mike.
Hey.
Mike, thanks for the intro. I'm Ryan.
Mm-hmm. Yes. No problem. I'm Anna, and we're stoked to be here. Thank you for having us.
So I guess since there's only two, go and tell us what you guys do.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I play drums and do other stuff occasionally.
Yep. Cool. And Anna, I sing and play a little guitar.
Cool.
Nice.
So the first question that we usually ask is Wawa or Sheetz?
Wawa.
We're big Wawa fans. We like, that's one of our favorite places to stop after shows.
Nice. Oh.
I think convenience stores like Wawa, the reason why they're great, great chip selection, great sandwiches. Sheetz has got like, it's kind of like that fast food vibe, and it's rather go to McDonald's, honestly.
To each their own, I guess, but I would prefer Sheetz over McDonald's myself personally. You know, I don't find any joy going to McDonald's for food myself anymore.
Honestly, I don't know if I've ever been to a Sheetz. So,
only in PA.
They're in PA? Okay.
Yeah. Usually in PA. I've seen like a Sheetz like around North Carolina, South Carolina, I think. Either one of those two. But, you know, it was like when I was out with family on vacation a couple of years ago, I did see a Sheetz here, like down south in one of the Carolinas. I don't know which one, to be honest. It must have been North Carolina to my memory. But, you know, there are Sheetz outside of Pennsylvania, but not New Jersey, which sucks.
Yeah. Pennsylvania?
What's up?
Are you in Pennsylvania?
Nah, I mean, I'm just saying, you know, there are like no Sheetz in New Jersey and whatnot. You know, that's just what I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
We'll have
to get. So, you probably got this question asked a lot, but what's the difference between being on a label and not being on a label?
Oof. Right. I think you've done a good job with this one in the past. Do you want to take it?
Yeah. I mean, being in a band, it's, you know, it's a lot more than just, you know, writing songs and playing shows. There's all the marketing, there's all the promo online, there's emails, there's always a million things to do all the time. And having a label is just like a really good resource for support in a million different ways. Sometimes they enable to do things that you might not financially be able to do. And then they just have resources. I don't know. It really just makes things easier. We've had a really, really good, what's the word I'm looking for? Experience with the label.
Okay.
All right, cool. And would you like to mention what label you're signed to?
Yeah, we signed to Equal Vision, which they're cool. They're based up in Albany, New York. They're known for bands like Cirque Survive and like so many other ones. Fall of Troy, they've worked with. Say it again?
I'm actually on their website right now. I see like Converge, Chiodos,
Coheed and
Cambria, Bane.
Yeah.
The Juliana Theory. There's a lot of awesome bands. And one of the bands we actually interviewed, Kawanashi, is on their label too. That's an awesome band. It's a lot of good bands on this label. I'm kind of jealous.
Yeah, they're a very cool label. We were very excited when they wanted to work with us. We couldn't believe it. We're like, wow, okay.
Must have been very surreal when you got that offer, huh?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. We grew up listening to a lot of the bands that were like on there. So it was really, really cool.
It also makes sense too, you know, since you said you grew up listening to the roster. Very nice.
Yeah, absolutely.
on there. You're like, I think you guys got the wrong number. Click.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Let's see. Favorite pizza place.
Ooh. Favorite pizza place.
There's a place by us called, or like by our hometown, called Joe's. It's in like Maplewood. Have you ever had that, Ryan? That was like the one.
Pretty good.
It's pretty good. It was like the one that my parents went to on like special occasions when it was like not just a regular like weeknight where you want a pizza, but it was like special weeknight. So I have good memories of that place, and they have a pretty cool, pretty nice slice.
Okay, cool.
I like Star Tavern a lot. If
anybody. Oh yeah, Star Tavern. Yeah.
If we're talking Jersey pizza,
this is like some Union County, New Jersey pizza.
Usually,
are they in Union County?
I don't know. Probably not. Roselle. They have one in like.
To West Orange, is it?
Brantford.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
No. Usually, we ask the band about their favorite slice of pizza, and then we go there and eat it.
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm. We went to a couple of them actually. We interviewed Folly.
Mm-hmm.
And the singer said Nancy's Townhouse in Rahway, New Jersey. We went there, and it's one of our favorite places now.
Yeah, we went there twice so far, you know, and we enjoyed it every time.
Yep.
Nice. Is that the best one that you've had through doing that?
I would say so.
Nice.
So. Is that the what? Where else did we go? I think we tried something else.
I'm not sure. I mean, as far as I know, Nancy's has been like the only one we tried so far. I do remember kind of actually recommending like Pizza Star, I think it's called, over in like Princeton. And one of our friends who supports us actually did go over there after listening to our interview. And, you know, I think they did like it. You know, we have yet to try it ourselves.
I mean, the only one we can't go to is we interviewed a band from Canada. We can't go to, I think it's called like Pizza Time or something. We can't go there.
Not yet, at least until you know the borders open up after your COVID season's done.
Yeah.
Take a ride just to have pizza that somebody else recommended all the way in Canada. I'm into it. That sounds like a fun trip.
That sounds like more.
Yeah.
So now we're gonna get on like some serious questions, but Starland or Stone Pony?
Starland.
I think I'd say I don't know.
It always stumps them.
I know, yeah. It's a tough one. I'm gonna say Stone Pony just for the outdoor concerts in the summer.
Okay.
I like walking.
Starland's just like, I've had so many good experiences there, and there's like an aspect of like a little bit, it's kind of grungy, and it's also in the middle of nowhere. And it doesn't really make a whole lot of sense, but I feel like there's like a vibe. Like when you go to Starland Ballroom, it's like you got like your own weird world in the middle of nowhere. And when you go to like Pony, it's like you're at the beach. It's like everywhere you go down there is cool. But Starland, it's like Starland and then nothing.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. And I live like 10, 15 minutes away from Starland, you know, so I'm pretty much like, I can just claim the title of being one of the true locals over there, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, I run into people from like, wherever they come from and whatnot, you know, not just your friends that we know, but it could be just some random folks, you know, coming from like anywhere out of state and all that, you know.
Yeah. So
it can be kind of weird, you know, being, you know, a local kid, you know, being around, you know, all these people, you know, coming from all over the place. But, you know, I mean, it's good that, you know, people are knowing what's up, you know, and seeing, you know, all these shows that start in and all that. It's cool.
I'm going to do a shout out. It's not a sponsorship, but they're good friends of ours. But I like to shout out Chamber 43. They're going to be opening Friday. So this will probably be up in like the next 2 weeks. So it'll be open already. So check it out.
It's on- maybe it might be up like by like the next day once, you know, I get this, you know, all ready to go and all that. You know, who knows?
We'll see. But Chamber 43 is going to open on Friday. They're now a coffee shop and a record store and an antique shop. And
cool.
Once it's safe to throw shows, they're going to have shows. They have a giant basement, too. There's a lot of room. So
Where is this tour, Mike?
It's going to be on George Street in New Brunswick.
Oh, cool.
Do you know the address, Ernie?
I think it's I don't really remember, but it is across from Tavern on George.
Yes, directly across the street from it. And it's run by the same guy, David, from the original Chamber in Highland Park, and it's also run by Jimmy from what's the band he's in?
Ernston.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Nice. So yeah, that's going to be a lot of fun. They got some musical themed coffee stuff, so that's.
They also got some teas as well that I'm also intrigued by, since you know I tend to like drink you know some tea instead of coffee. I'm not a coffee guy, but I'm down to try out some tea.
Some brutal tea, that's pretty cool. So check that out. It's in New Brunswick, on George Street, and let's ask some more questions. When not making, when not playing or making music, what are some hobbies you guys have?
Ooh, I've been getting really into cooking over quarantine. Okay. And I definitely watch, like, in my downtime, documentaries are like my go-to media choice. Mm-hmm. I was literally texting Ryan about what I saw last night. So
that's... Real quick question for Mike and Ernie. Do you guys know Wallace and Gromit?
Isn't that, oh, yeah. is that old movie?
Yeah, I think I recognize that. I think it might be like old cartoons and whatnot.
It's like a cartoon movie, right?
Yeah, it's like claymation as far as I know.
I'm just calling out Anna because she had no idea what that was. And I was like, I don't know what this is.
Isn't it kind of like...
I'm going to Google it because I don't know.
Isn't it like similar to Chicken Little?
Yeah, they did... That same team did Chicken Little.
Oh, nice. Little. Okay. So that's like the company that made Chicken Little?
Yeah, there's an awesome documentary on Disney Plus that I watched last night about it.
Sweet. What's it called?
I don't know.
I'll have to look it up.
I'm like one of those people who like, I'll watch something and then it goes right out of my brain. I'm like, I know I watched it. What was it called? I don't know. It was cool.
But hey, I mean, watching documentaries is cool. I have watched like a couple myself, you know, that intrigued me a lot. You know?
Yeah. I love that. I find them really like inspiring. Like when I'm like down and like low energy and like, I don't know, don't have the motivation to do anything. I like watch a documentary and the next thing I know, I'm like, I want to write a song. Like, so. Like this weird thing I do to get motivated sometimes.
Hey, Ernie, what did we do the other day? Instead of listening to music in the car, we watched like a little Vice documentary about how the group wrote the song "I'm Blue" in 2 hours.
It was
It was cool.
Oh, it's the same deck.
And now they hate each other.
So good.
Now they like broke up the band and they're not friends with each other anymore.
Oh no, we froze.
But nope, you're good. Are you frozen?
Wait, hello. Are you unfrozen?
I can still hear you.
I'm good.
Ryan?
I'm good.
Oh, okay, cool.
Joys of doing everything on Zoom, huh?
Yeah.
Was that on YouTube, that doc? That,
yeah.
Yeah.
It's on, I think it's, I forget what it's called, but once I find it, I'll send it over.
Yeah, we'll definitely give you the link.
Yeah, I would love that.
Best snacks to eat on tour. If you have you guys been on tour? Spicy Doritos?
Yeah, we like spicy Doritos. This is so embarrassing, but sometimes I get Lunchables when we're
Lunchables. Come on.
I still make it.
A lot of people give me crap about it, but like it's kind of like a nice little snack. It's like you could get, I don't know, it's so, I don't know. Sometimes when I'm not feeling chips, I'll go for like the Lunchables pizza.
I think they still have it at Wawa, actually.
They do. That's where I get it.
Lovely.
I bet they don't have it at Sheetz, though.
No comment.
Yeah, no comment on that, yo. No comment.
That's funny.
Okay, this is kind of a hard question because it changed over time, but what do you guys sound like? That changed over time. Like, what are your influences and stuff? Like,
yes.
I don't know. I think I think that we just try to sound the best we can with what, like, lately we've been trying to write songs, and based on what we feel like the song should be, try to make them sound as good as they can. So, I don't know. What do you think, Ryan?
Yes.
Nice. Isn't it great? Oh my God, is that your drum pad?
Yeah. Isn't it great?
I liked it, but I'm not it. I wanted to use it to play it like a real drum set, but it didn't work that way. So I kind of got frustrated because you can't do
why
you can't use the kick drum. Like I'm trying to play it, but then I figure that I can't use a kick drum.
You can. You have to buy. You have to buy
it. Buy it separately. That's the thing. Everything's always. You have to buy something, and then you have to pay for something else.
Oh, you know how it works.
Yeah.
I mean, hey, I mean, at least you had fun with it, man. You know, especially when definitely now that the Guitar Centers we tried out that you know, hang out.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But back to what we were saying, we were talking about influences.
Oh, yeah. Just what Anna said is, we kind of just write what we write, and then we just try to craft the song with the best, I don't know, sounds and vibes that we can. We just, it's such a hard question, because I feel like even if you asked us this question when we started 6 years ago, we could tell you bands that we like, but I don't even know if I would say that the bands that we like were the ones that shaped mm-hmm. our sound.
So
it's still hard for us now. We can name artists that we like, but it would probably be easier for us to go song by song and be like, oh well, we were maybe a little inspired by this for the bass part and this for the guitar part. But it's like, it's not like, oh yeah, we listen to Real Estate and this whole album is like Real Estate. Like it's not, I can't give you a good answer like that.
When I listen, I got a little bit of like a turnover vibe, like Peripheral Vision.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah. How does band practice usually go?
It depends on the day. Like there's days where we just focus on writing now, and those are like, some of my favorites still. Some of my favorite days are when it's just Ryan and I, and we're just like writing a song together. No, there's just like, that's when I have the most fun. But then other times we like have the full band, and then usually when if we're not writing, we're like rehearsing for something in specific. So we'll have like a list of songs, and we just drill them to be as tight as we possibly can on that list.
Yeah, and I would agree with you. I mean, I think my favorite days are the ones where we write something and we figure something out.
Yeah.
We like it's like when we're like, we're working on a song and we're like, I don't want to say we're stuck, but we kind of have just like a new addition or part or something that both of us are like, hell yeah, this is the right change or update here.
Yeah.
That's the most exciting. But also when we have a full band jam and we play a song, we just absolutely crush it. It feels awesome.
Kind of nice. sounds like us. We recently started a band a few months ago.
Cool.
We're a punk band with our friend Roman, and the other day we were on Facebook Live during band practice, and we saw our friend Ryan, and we're like, yo, it's Ryan. And then we like knew something he liked, and we wrote a song about it. Then after we were done, we're like, that's a really good song, we gotta use that as a real song, all as a joke. And now we're like, now we got a whole song written after it.
That's awesome. That's really And that's like the best when stuff just like clicks and just happens, and everyone feels that it's like the right direction. That's just like, you could feel it in the whole room that everyone's stoked on it. And it's just like, oh yeah.
And there's one thing being in love, going to shows and just being in the scene. But then there's something else like playing in a band and being a part of the scene.
Yeah.
It's like totally different. Like people are like, oh yeah, I went to this show. But then some guy's like, I played that show. And you're like, that's even cooler.
Yeah. Is this the first band that you've been in?
This will be the first one. I would say it is, because I do my electronic stuff on the side, like play open mics with that. But once quarantine and everything, when we're allowed to go out, this will be the first official band.
Nice. Yeah. Congratulations.
Yeah, it's exciting.
Yeah. As for me, I've been in like a few other bands before. I had like a black metal band for like nearly 7 years. I left that band like a few months ago. I was also in a death metal band I joined like a couple years ago, but we lost our drummer over a year ago, so we've been on hiatus. And there was also another indie rock band I was in a couple years ago that I joined at that time. And it was recently after Mike and I started a new band that I decided to leave just so we could put a focus on that.
Yeah.
And you know, here we are.
Wasn't your death metal band drummer like 14 years old?
Around like 15, and it was a girl. And same with the drummer on the guitar player. They were both in high school at the time, and I was able to meet the guitar player because of lessons from a guy I was getting at the time. And it was like every 2 weeks we would like rehearse songs that, you know, we were taught, because he also gets like his students to play for senior citizens like twice a year. That was a pretty cool thing to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how I got the connection with my demo band. You know, I mean, me being an adult with high school kids, but I mean, it was the music that was important. You know, that was all that mattered.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, congratulations on this new band. I can't wait to hear about it.
Gonna play some death metal for the senior citizens.
Yeah, let's go back to that.
Oh my!
This one's gonna throw you guys off, but favorite local band.
Oh,
we don't. They're all our favorites. I would say they're tied for all the best.
Looking at it, I'm looking at them right now.
Well, we can't pick ourselves, Mike. That's ridiculous.
No, I did. I just did.
What's the name of your new band?
Our new band is called Derailment.
Derailment. Cool. That's our favorite local band.
That's our favorite. Okay.
I mean, we got social media pages ready, but they're not live just yet as the time of doing this. Once we get songs ready and have a demo out, you'll be able to follow us.
Of course.
Cool. Excited. You'll have to send us that link too.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, of course.
So I went online and I looked up some interview questions, and it said questions not to use while interviewing a band. And one of the one out of five was the question that's right here in front of me, and it says, "Where did your name come from?"
Oh my gosh,
I don't think that's a bad question.
People ask us that all the time.
Yeah, it's a normal question.
I know the answer because I interviewed you guys like a few years ago at the Court Tavern.
Yeah.
Mike, can we test you? Why don't you tell us what the name comes from?
And said, if it's one, I don't know if it was you or the other members, but someone said, "Oh, Veronica Vaughn, she's a fox."
No.
Something like that.
Something like that. It was like, you ever see Billy Madison?
Yeah.
There's like a character called Veronica Vaughn, and like she's just like the, typical attractive female in the movie, but Ryan had thought it'd be cool to kind of do Veronica Vaughn, kind of like a Veruca Salt type of band name, like do the full name. And then we just kind of went off of that, and as a group felt that like we were like, oh, but there's so many like cool Vaughns, like we realized it's just like a popular name in pop culture. In the US, Vince Vaughn, Stevie Ray Vaughn, there's a baseball player from our college named Mo Vaughn. So we were like, oh, what if we're just the Vaughns? And then it just, and we had to play a show, so we had to pick a name. So we just picked it and it stuck. And now we are here 6 years later.
Nice.
Picking a band name is like naming a baby.
It takes
forever. Like for Damn Straight Entertainment, it took us forever. We sat at a table at the mall. We thought about it for like an hour straight. We're just yelling out names. How about this? How about that? And then Ernie, tell him how we thought of our name.
So I'm just gonna go ahead and go into full detail. Mike, if I remember correctly, you were eating like ramen noodles or something. Mm-hmm. We were next to that stand. I was eating some Burger King. It was on a Sunday afternoon in Woodbridge Mall. I look at him and I said, "Damn Straight Entertainment." Next thing, he looks at me with a smile on his face, takes out his wallet, takes out his money, takes out his credit cards, shove and take my money. That was the first thing he said after I uttered them.
Aww.
And the rest is history.
Mm-hmm. Confidence. Yeah. I love it.
Now we're here.
Yes, we are.
So,
Mike, I think it's funny that you say it's kind of like naming a baby. I just wonder, because I know there's so many bands where they like, they came up with that last second band name that stuck with them for their whole careers. And like 10 years down the road, they're like, "Man, we hate our band name." Like, I ever wonder if people like name their kids something and then 20 years later, they're like, "Damn, that was the stupidest fucking name."
Yes, like that family in New Jersey that named their kid Adolf Hitler.
Yeah, well, they did that on purpose, I'm sure.
That's true. Let's see. I don't know. How many people are in the band?
I mean, isn't it obvious?
I would say two plus.
Two plus.
Oh, we're not allowed to reveal that. Okay.
No, I mean, we have like friends that have been playing with us live, and definitely like live will continue to be a
tour. Find out tomorrow.
Yeah, you'll find out tomorrow if you watch a live stream. But I think we're doing a lot of it still just between me and Rye, but we don't know. We're very open to see what kind of just really happens, and yet we've been lucky to find some people who shred to play with us, and we'll see where it goes.
You'll get to see their faces tomorrow.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Got some questions?
Me?
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to go ahead and start off with the ultimate question that's going to throw all of you guys off. Every time Mike and I ask this, it always throws everyone off. There's like no true answer to this, but here's the question. Are donations bigger than a Red Rocks? You're stumped, right?
Yeah, I don't know.
All right, so with that, let me show you what I'm referencing here.
Oh, I didn't know this was a thing.
Are donations bigger than
there we go.
Nice.
I haven't seen that in so long.
I think we interviewed a band and they were so lost because they were older and they didn't know the reference. They're like, we don't know the reference. Then they referenced something for us and we're like, we don't know.
Oh my
gosh. A whole divided generation, yo.
Exactly. But I don't know. There's usually no answer. We just like to see it's like a random thing.
It was all my idea, and you know, it just stuck along.
Yeah, we use it for, I think, every band so far except like one or two, right?
One time we went to a Bogenfield VFW for like that one metal show, we started using it.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
Are basement shows better than big shows?
Maybe. they might be, I think.
I think it all depends on the show. We've had like basement shows that were definitely up there with our favorite big shows. And then we've also had big shows that were as bad as, well, I don't know. No, the big ones have been pretty fun so far. But yeah, no, basement shows those are some of our favorite memories. So they can definitely, and they're better in a sense of like, it feels so like you just get to be around like a music community of like music lovers who just want to hang out and you can make a lot of friends. So,
yep.
Of course. You know, basement shows always, you know, a good vibe, especially, you know, what Mike and I have done, you know, ourselves over in New Brunswick. You know, we had some good times.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like it's kind of hard to compare because like a great venue show is probably equal to a great basement show, but a bad venue show sucks and a bad basement show sucks. Yeah, which true. One sucks more? I don't know.
Probably a bad sounding basement show, like crappy speakers and the band's playing as loud as possible. And you're just like, I can't even hear the vocalist. And that's the whole point most of the time in a band. Like, yes, the drummer, guitar player, whatever, they're great. But then the singer's just screaming and you're like, I got nothing. At a bigger venue, it's kind of like they can fix it instantly. A basement show, once the band starts and the PA's crap, they can't fix that.
Yeah, but then that would be a bad venue show if they knew how to manage their sound, right?
That's true.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. This is controversial, but does pineapple go on pizza?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm into it. I'm not against it.
Okay.
Why do people have such strong opinions on this subject?
Whoever answers yes, when the apocalypse comes, I know where to go. I love pineapple on pizza.
Yeah, there's nothing. I don't know.
It's good.
It's like not something I need every day. It's not like every time I get pizza, but once in a while, I'm here for it.
And ham.
I like the combo with the ham.
Yeah.
I'm not just gonna put pineapple only on pizza, but if we're talking like I want some Domino's, give you a little pineapple ham action, like I'm into it.
No Domino's. You're fired.
No Domino's? Why?
Because we're in New Jersey and we have some of the best pizza places probably in the world. Like in the United States.
Yeah, but you can't get New York. But you can't get most pizza places after like 10 o'clock at night. Like what if you're like
hanging
with your buddies playing some like, you know, like Tony Hawk Pro Skater, eating some Doritos and you're like, damn, I want some pizza and all the pizza places are closed.
And I'm in state.
Unless you live in New Brunswick.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a fair point. I am not in New Brunswick.
I'm not either. But I used to go there a lot before everything got shut down. I was in New Brunswick like twice a week for comedy open mic. They had one at the George Street Co-op, and then Caroline from Embrace DIY was throwing shows on Sundays and open mic on Wednesdays, and it was just, there was a big community there, and now there's nothing. But everything's going to come back. Chambers opening, there's going to be that, and then there's going to be, everything's going to come back. I think in the springtime, once everything, once it gets nice out, there's going to be a lot of outdoor shows.
Yeah, for sure.
Just make sure you wear a mask, and if you don't want to go, don't go. Because I see a lot of people are like, boycott this, boycott that. If you don't want to go, then just don't go.
And plus, here's this, you know, vaccines are being rolled out. I mean, not everyone, you know, is willing to get the vaccine. It's their choice. So, I mean, you know, once vaccines are rolled out and, you know, cases start to decline, you know, I mean, then I guess government restrictions will start to loosen up and all that, you know. That's what people need to look out for, you know. I mean, even though if they don't want to get the vaccine, that's fine. I choose not to get vaccinated. But, you know, again, with vaccines rolling out and, you know, more people getting vaccinated if they want to, there is a chance of cases going down.
We're getting boycotted now since you said that out loud.
Hey, I mean, it is what it is. Switch your own.
All right. When eating a black and white cookie, where do you start?
Ooh. Dude, I love those things.
It's not an Oreo. It's a giant cookie with black and white. Like, it's like split down the center, black and white. I would say it's a New York thing, I think.
Yeah, it's kind of like spongy. It's like a spongy cookie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think I know what you're talking about, yeah.
I think I usually start by eating right, like the section of the cookie where the line is. I think I take the first bite is both flavors, and then I'll pick a side afterwards.
Local coffee shop has it. I get Nutella hot chocolate, and I get that cookie, and it's, oh my God, it's amazing.
Sounds good.
Yeah. What do you think, Anna? What do you start with?
I don't know. I don't know if I've had one, to be honest. I was thinking the question was for Oreos. If it's Oreos, I'm definitely like just...
Everybody always thinks milk. It's an Oreo.
Go for it, but I'm missing...
Speaking of Oreos, my friend has not a podcast. It's like a YouTube show where they call the Lava Boys, and they eat spicy food. And they ate Carolina Reefer Pepper Oreos. There it is.
Yeah, I've seen them. I honestly still don't think I've ever had one. Like, I'm such like a chocolate person that I'm like, if I see any sort of coffee shop with any sort of baked treats, I'm like going for the brownie.
Okay, then we're going to do a shout out for our friend Jeff, his girlfriend. She owns a chocolate store. Well, it's like a candy store, but they have chocolate, they have candy, and they also in the back have ice cream. They're called Libby Beans, and they're I think it's Main Street in Frenchtown. It's like right on the main strip in Frenchtown.
Okay.
So check that out. That's Libby Beans. So that's pretty cool. There, it's a small little place, and it's cool. It's a nice intimate spot. What was I gonna say? I just had a question. Oh, what was the first album you've ever bought with your own money?
With our own money?
Yep.
I don't know if I remember that, but I can remember like the first time I asked my parents for like a specific album for like a Hanukkah present.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I remember.
I asked my dad for Outkast, The Love Below.
Ooh.
I still have that CD. I love that CD.
Yo, Outkast is awesome.
The first CD I probably ever asked for was either like Backstreet Boys or Black Eyed Peas. But I don't remember the first, but I do remember like CD I bought, but I remember like the first vinyl I bought for myself. Like when vinyls came back and it was like new bands were putting out vinyls, like I went out and got like Courtney Barnett's Sometimes I Sit and Think record, and like it was like the only copy that was left in the store, and it was like an orange vinyl, and it was really cool. Wow. Changed my life.
Very nice.
Speaking of vinyl, I think one of my favorites, which I never opened and played yet, but it's like a special edition, and it's acoustic album of Jagged Little Pills.
Oh, wow.
That's pretty cool. That's
sick.
I was going to go see her play her anniversary tour with, it was Liz Phair, Jagged Little Pills, Garbage, and I think somebody else. They were supposed to play at PNC, but COVID took it.
Yeah.
So I think she said next year they're going to do it. So this summer they're going to do it in July, hopefully.
We'll see.
I think it should be good by then.
That would be awesome.
My mother wants to go see Rod Stewart in PNC coming up this summer.
That's actually pretty cool. I'd go to that.
Yeah.
I'd go see the Vaughns at PNC. The Vaughns at PNC, I'll say. Opening up for Slipknot.
Oh, my God.
Can you pull some strings for us? I think we'd like that.
I know a guy. Or a girl or somebody. Batman or Superman?
I don't know. I don't know enough about these things.
I think if you're like asking which one I would rather be, it'd be Superman. If you're asking like which one had like better media about it, like the original like Batman with like Adam West was pretty awesome. I remember watching that with my dad when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. So I don't know, I guess.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Oh, any festivals you guys wish you could play?
Oh yeah. I think Bonnaroo would be a bucket list item. Like that would be a fun one to just go down and play. I don't know. A venue too would be Red Rocks. To play Red Rocks would be kind of cool.
Where's that?
It's like in Colorado. It's right?
Yeah, and it's Colorado.
Okay. It's just like a really beautiful outdoor venue. And it's definitely up there on the list.
Did you play it? Oh no, you said you wish you can play it.
Wish, yeah. Okay.
What was the question was what festival do you wish you could play?
Okay, cool. Yeah.
And you said Bonnaroo.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. What about you, Ryan?
I mean, I've been to Bonnaroo twice and it's amazing. So that would be awesome. But I would love to do any of those in the UK.
Glastonbury.
What is the other one? Reading and Leeds or something?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Any of those would be really cool.
I'd pick playing the main stage at Bamboozle in like the early 2000s. right before like some up and coming like Hey Monday or maybe like the Jonas Brothers played before they were popular, but there was thousands of screaming teenagers watching the band and maybe some hardcore band's gonna play after you like Every Time I Die or maybe like August Burns Red, and you're on that main stage, there's like thousands of people in the crowd, and it's just because it's Jersey too, that makes it even better. If it's your hometown, it makes it better.
So Mike, if you were in that situation, what kind of band would you be in?
I don't know, because I said hardcore and maybe like a boy band. So I don't know. I always think about that, actually. Like if I was famous, what band would I be in? I don't know.
Hardcore boy band?
I'm super into like Daft Punk kind of style of music. And then I'm into like hardcore punk. And then I love like oldie stuff. So it's all over the place. It depends on, I guess, my mood at that time of my age, depending on, I don't know. I'm really big into Turnover, but my style on drums is more hardcore punk stuff. So probably a punk band.
Nice. Cool. Mm-hmm.
Very Jersey of you.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
There's actually an old school pop punk group that people post like old Jersey stuff on Facebook. And they'll talk about old bands like Saves the Day and different stuff like that. Probably a band like Senses Fail, how they went from like being like emo and now they're heavy. I would like something like that kind of style. Like singing, where the vocalist is a singer, but he also can scream.
Cool.
Yeah. Definitely cool.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Ernie? If you were about to headline Bamboozle or another festival, what kind of band would you be in?
I have envisioned myself like not only like Bamboozle, but like Ride Festival in Chicago too. I mean, it could be like anything.
Yeah.
I mean, all honesty, it could be anything. I don't really know.
We both really did think that that band White Reaper was probably one of the coolest bands I've seen at Riot Fest, because the singer got on stage and he goes, "This is the biggest crowd we've ever played and the earliest we've ever played." It was like 2:00, main stage, And there was probably about 200 plus people watching her set. He goes, we just played last week in North Carolina in front of four people.
Wow.
So playing that was
pretty cool. The honesty's nice.
I think if I was in a band, any band I could choose, not because they're friends of mine and not because they're Jersey, I would pick playing drums for Can't Swim because I think that band's awesome.
So do I.
Mm-hmm. And their new album is all like I don't even know. It's like dubstep, EDM, but it's mixed with their style of music. It's a throw off, but I love it.
Nice. Mm-hmm. I don't think I've
heard it yet. It is pretty cool.
I think Ernie's got some questions for you. We got these things called the pod decks, and they're interview questions when you do a podcast, and they're a bunch of random questions, and they help you out when you're stuck in the middle, and we usually throw them out in the middle of our interview, and here's a bunch of random questions.
All right, here's one of them. Which band or artist, dead or alive, would play at your funeral?
Ooh. Ozzy. Black Sabbath.
Mike, I'm with you.
Black
Sabbath at my funeral. Dope.
Yeah. Playing Paranoid.
Sure. Electric Funeral.
Mm-hmm. The Vaughns will play my funeral.
No. I love that idea. That's so good. I'm going to call Ozzy next week. I'll be like, yo, what's up, dude?
Yo, I heard, I'm going to give a secret away, but I heard that Ozzy's on the new album. Ozzy's on the new Vaughns record.
Oh, yeah.
He's only playing bass, though. The label wouldn't let him sing.
Too offensive?
It's actually Ozzy's been singing for the Vaughns this whole time. It's not
okay.
Wow.
So,
all
right. What was your answer, Anna?
I don't know. I'd probably just have like some party band, just make it a party for everyone.
What's that Six Flags band? Vagaboys?
The Vanga Boys.
Vanga Boys.
Yeah, they sang the song that, you know, was the theme song to the Six Flags commercials when it was like a thing.
That would be
honestly, if I had to pick who could play my funeral, because she's sad and depressing, I'd probably pick Alanis Morissette.
That's it, like, yeah.
What's that song, Ironic? She could play that song. But she could change the lyrics and make it super depressing.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you're died. Isn't it ironic?
Oh, my gosh.
All right. So let's get on to another one from these pod decks over here. What will people look back at us 50 years from now and be shocked and appalled by?
Shock videos.
Yeah, probably so many things.
Pineapple on pizza.
Yeah.
Even though I love it.
I always think about cars, and like I know that we like it's all we have now, but I just think that like there's going to be some, maybe probably not in 50 years, but eventually there's going to be some like new mode of transportation, and we're going to think that we were like wild for driving like these machines that are like thousands of pounds at like really intense speeds on roads, because I don't know, just something I think about a lot.
I think they're gonna look back and question why humans stopped talking to each other in person.
Yeah, move to the internet.
I'm wondering if at like some point, why, like the next 20-30 years, like people get away from this stuff again.
I mean, someone recreated MySpace again. I forgot what it's called, but it's a new version of it. So somebody tried to make it again, and they're like, oh, get all the younger people to go on there again. Then they did that whole other face, that other one, what's it? What was it? Parler? And then that got destroyed quickly.
Yeah.
All that Trump stuff. But, okay, here's a super fun question that I love hearing what all the bands have to say is, if you could only book 5 bands to play one show or go on tour, who would it be and why? And the other question that you guys usually ask is, can we play it? You could either play the show or you could be watching the show. So
yeah,
whatever you pick.
Either one of them.
And if you pick your band, then that's 1 out of 5. So that would be 1.
Yeah. But that's up to you.
I just want to play a show so badly that I'm just going to give my dream local lineup. It's going to be us. This is going to happen at, let's say, even it's my favorite local venue. The Yacht, because I miss Yacht Club nights. So let's Yacht Club. It's us. It's Little Hag. It's Modern Chem. It's we could have Quentin Smith in the company play, and then maybe Man Dancing, and just have some fun, you know.
Quentin Smith and Man Dancing. Oh my god!
It's gonna be whatever. It is what it is.
And no, that's just a great lineup.
Yeah, and then you know, Little Hag used to be Avery Mandeville, awesome band as well.
I didn't know that. She changed they changed her name.
Yeah. And but it's still a great band. And yeah, all the friends, all the peeps, maybe Modern Chem too, if I didn't say them, just all the friends.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think I'm going to piggyback on your answer, Anna, and just name all bands that were really important to us when we started that aren't around anymore.
Oh, so
I think it would be really fun to play with like YJY and Goodbye Tiger and Dolly's.
That's a good
idea. Who else am I Dolly's? Missing? Deal Casino.
Yeah.
And
maybe if they're like Centennials.
Oh, and us. Ooh, and us.
Yeah.
Centennials. Oh, man. Centennials. Nice.
Yeah. Just like, I just want like an old Saint show. Like, find one of the posters we used to have and just play that show again.
I would have it at the court.
The court. Yeah. That's where it should happen.
Before everybody was like, when the whole separation thing happened. But now it's like, back when everybody was cool with each other, all the bands were cool with everybody. And it was the old, like you said, YJY. And that other band that I really liked was Fiscal Cliff.
Yeah, us too. Love those guys.
Yeah, I think one of the guys from YJY, he joined on bass. He was in Sick Shit for a little while, and then he left Sick Shit, and I don't know what he's doing now.
Yeah, Sick Shit was cool too. They're
still around. Sick Shit. Then now they have 2 bands, so they changed. Like, I think they changed it around a little bit. They're Sick Shit, and then they're Jell.
Mm. Yeah, it's like different styles of like punk and hardcore.
It's a lot of fun.
Yes.
Do that, Anna. If we can get all the like bands back together when COVID opens up and just have a like fuck it old time show for funsies. Just like a COVID celebration.
Yeah.
That's probably gonna happen, to be honest. I think a lot of the older bands are gonna be like, We're just here, we're bored. Let's bring it back.
I hope so.
I see on Facebook like a lot of these older bands, like the old metalcore bands and the old hardcore bands, are like, yo, we're going to put out an album we haven't played in 15 years. We want to do it again. And they're just the old, like, MySpace bands are coming back again, and they're putting new stuff. Like, I think it was Juliana Theory. They just announced that they're putting out a new album.
Yep. They're doing it with Equal Vision.
Yep.
Nice.
They haven't put anything out in, like, 15 years.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Makes sense. Everyone's had a little bit of extra time, you know? Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And a lot of new bands are going to come out too, because they've been writing stuff secretly, and now they're going to be like, hey, we're going to release this stuff.
Yep.
But I got a funny story. The other day, it was probably a month or two ago, but I went with my friend Steven. I went to go play the open mic, and I heard them say, after you, it comes up is Rena. So I got on the mic and I said, I just want to say that the Vaughns are the best band ever. And then the guy that was running the show, I think it might have been, it was either Pat C or I forget who else the other person is that runs the mic. But it was at Chubby Pickle. And then he goes, oh, I agree with his comment. The Vaughns are the best band ever. And he yelled it out on the mic. And then I realized that the girl wasn't who I thought it was. And I was like, oh, it's some like 15-year-old girl playing the guitar.
Oh.
And I was like, whoops. All right. It's just the same name. And I was like, you never hear that name.
Yeah.
And
then
the first time I heard it, I was like, oh, I love the Vaughns. And I, don't, I think she was kind of confused.
Oh.
Oh, man.
But
the classic mix up. Well, yeah. We're sorry to wherever that girl is, but I appreciate shout out and the support.
She killed it. Like, she was awesome. I don't nice. Know where I can find her music, but she, her music, like, the whole crowd was just like, wow, I didn't expect that.
She yeah, was like, nice. Mm-hmm. All right, shall we do a couple more?
Yeah.
All right, so I'm going to go ahead and pull one off from the pod decks. Let's see. You have $100,000. You have to donate or create a charity. What do you do?
I would donate. I don't know.
Donate to keep the Court Tavern open.
Yeah.
It probably costs a couple million by now, I guess. I don't know. Who knows?
This is going to be such a lame answer, I think. But, like, I feel like organizations that exist already would be a lot more efficient with my money than if I tried to donate it somehow. So, I don't know. Maybe I would donate towards, like, cancer research or something.
All right, that makes sense. Yep.
What advice do you have for people who want to form their own bands?
I got something, unless you want to go.
You can start.
My advice would be keep working hard and keep pushing, because it's a lot of work. But it's all worth it if you keep working at it. And also working with a lot of people is really difficult when people have different opinions, but like, just communicate and you'll be okay.
Yeah, we really should. You know, everybody should.
What have you guys been recently jamming in your headphones?
I checked out this record today by, hold on, I gotta look it up, sent it to Ryan.
It was Wild Pink, I think.
Wild Pink. Hmm. And then there's someone, I really liked it. It was like really mellow, like indie rock, but it was just really well done, where like all the songs blended into each other, so it just made for like really good like work day kind of in your earphones as you're working kind of music. But I'm trying to think about who else I've been listening to. I was listening to Barty's Strange as well today. That's so cool. Yeah, that's a cool record too. So those were my two for today.
All right, cool. Where can we find you guys online?
Oh, hold on. We didn't ask Ryan yet.
Oh, yeah.
That's okay. I'm not offended.
Yeah, sorry about that. I lost track.
I was watching Peach Pit do either. Oh. I don't remember if it was Audio Cheer, KEXP, but I never really listened to them before, but they're really good. And then I was listening to The Doors yesterday. But.
Nice.
Never heard of them. Is that a new local band or something?
Well, yeah, I mean, there used to only be one Door, and then they got together with multiple Doors, and now they're
kind of band. Door. What kind of Door are we talking? I love The Doors.
Yeah, me too.
How do you discover new music?
I feel like either friends tell me about something, or it's like I see it online, someone posts about it. That's usually my ways. Or like I'm like come across some review of something, or I think I follow a lot of like music publications, so I kind of see what they're posting. That's pretty lame.
Uh-huh. Cool.
But because a lot of people on Facebook are like, oh, some guy sent me a message, I'm not going to listen to his band. I'm the only person that I know out of my friends that someone sends me a message, I'll check out their band. Even our emails, like when Damn Straight gets an email, oh, can you book our band? I check it out. We listen to it in the car. And if we don't like it, we'll just say, here's another promoter that I think you guys would go well with. But we listen to everything we get, even if we don't like the person or we think it's not going to be good, we still check it out. Sometimes there's many local bands or bands that were touring that I found that I necessarily couldn't book that I actually just listened to like a million times. One band I checked out, it was like, oh, I actually said no to them. And then like a week later, I'm like, I actually wish I could have booked them. They just didn't fit the bill. They were a pop punk band wanting to play like a hardcore metal festival that we put on. And I was just like, I don't think it'll fit. But then the band was like, oh, we would love to play that. So, but then I listened to them over and over again. I'm like, this band's awesome.
I feel like with bands, like even if a band sounds a certain way, it doesn't mean that they, you know, aren't influenced or there's always crossover fans. Like that's I'm sure true. All of you guys, including listen to a million different genres of music. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And if I'm in an indie show and there's a metal band playing, I'm like, sick, there's a metal band playing.
Yeah, it doesn't... That's like we see, I think it was, did we see them twice or once? We saw Turnover and Turnstile play together. And didn't Knock Loose play? Oh, no, we didn't see Knock Loose.
Nah, Knock Loose, that was like a later time. But we did see Knock Loose at the TLA and same with Turnover and Turnstile at the TLA. And both shows were sold out.
And the band one of the bands open was a hardcore band too. What were they called?
It was Illusion. They were just, you know, opening for the show. And then it was Reptilians who supported the tour. And same with Turnstile, and then you know, Turnover, they headlined the show, and you know, it was really cool. You know, seeing indie rock and hardcore bands together, you know, it was amazing.
The best reaction was there was a mom and her daughter, and they were standing next to me. And when Turnstile came on, everybody just like went flying across the room, and they started moshing. And this mom looks over at her daughter. I'm standing, I think I'm in front of them. They're behind me, and they look at each other and go, "I didn't expect that to happen."
All right.
It is 7 o'clock. We said we were gonna end it, but I think we're gonna close the show. But
where can we find you guys?
Yes,
you can find us online at The Vons NJ on social media, and you can find our music on Spotify, Apple Music, wherever you like to listen,
and the YouTubes.
Yeah. And any last words?
Yes. Anything last to say before we end it off?
Just yes. Thank you for having us.
Welcome.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Mike. Everybody stay safe and keep listening to music and being awesome people. We appreciate you.
Yeah. All right. I'm Mike.
And I'm Ronnie. This has been another episode of Damn Straight Radio by Damn Straight Entertainment. We assume this time. And check us out at DamnStraightENT.com. Find us at DamnStraightENT on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. We do have a TikTok now. We got content coming up. We have ideas. So follow us on TikTok as well. And keep yourself clean. Stay sanitized. Wear your mask. And if there are like any outdoor events going on, you know, listen, it's your choice not to go, but it's anyone else's choice to go. So you can have your opinions, but you know, let people enjoy their fun.
Exactly. But you heard it here first from the one and only Vons from in and around New Jersey. And they got a lot of big things coming soon. So check it. Vons NJ everywhere. And they're not only Douglas Dresser's favorite band, they're also my favorite band. So we might have to have a little battle. But, the Vons NJ, check it out everywhere. And
Can I say one more thing or is it too late?
That's up to you.
We're doing a live performance that'll be online tomorrow. Check it out. We're really, really excited about how it came out.
Cool. Yeah, I'm definitely going to check that out. That's awesome. I like called my friend. I'm like, I get to interview the Vons. And I post on Facebook and I didn't reveal the name. And everyone's like, who are you interviewing? Thursday? Folly? Best and Worst? Like they're all naming these names. And I had to edit it and I go, I'm not going to tell you. So then some people
really interviewed Best of the Worst and Folly.
Yeah. Some people comment, someone said Thursday. I mean, if I could interview Thursday, that's like a dream band to interview for New Jersey. But then I messaged a couple people. I was like, this is the band, but I'm not going to tell anybody. I just want to build the hype up.
Yeah.
Because it's always cool to like make people suspenseful. They're like, who's next? Who do you got? So a lot of people are like, oh, we already follow you. So we'll check it out. So. And then people see our interview and then they are like, oh, can you interview our band next? This and that. We always have people asking us.
Yeah, we got one band waiting for us to interview them. We just need to see when they can be available and when we can be available for them.
Yep.
Yeah, it was the tricky part.
Yeah. All right, you heard it from the Vaughns NJ. All
right. Yes. Thank you, guys.
You're welcome. We'll see you later.
Yeah. Yep. Yes.
And take care.
Bye. Everyone, bye. Enjoy your day. Stay out of trouble. Don't do anything stupid. Keep yourself safe. Wear your mask. Good night.
Good night. Thank you, guys.
See you later.